I think it was you, that Sergeant Klepper?
Klepper? Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I can't get that guy out of my head.
Because
well,
he bugged out of the raid, huh?
Exactly. Yeah, you're the one that found that out.
That's true, yeah.
And you know, that just, well, it don't bug me, but I would love, it's like reading a detective mystery novel, you know?
Uh-huh.
You want to find the end of it.
Yeah, really.
And I want to know what the hell that guy did to get out of that raid.
He didn't have your permission, did he?
Hell, I didn't know it.
Yeah.
How could he have done that? You know, I had 10 tanks. At least I told him at headquarters I got 10 tanks.
Yeah.
And, well, whatever. But that's one of the little mysteries, you know.
Yeah. Well, hey, did you have any other flashbacks or thoughts about the raid? It's been a long time ago, hasn't it?
What, that thing was in 1945. That's only 55, 58 years ago. Let's see, this is, yes, right about this time I was on my way to the Bulge.
Uh-huh.
About this time of the year. That was, matter of fact, I took a crap this morning and I sat on the cold toilet seat and I thought about that winter up in Belgium, so damn cold you wouldn't take a crap. It's too cold.
Just save it, huh?
What? Yeah, it's too damn cold.
Wait till next spring.
Yeah, something like that.
You know, I don't think I've talked to you since the reunion in Minneapolis, but we heard you and your barking dog over the telephone.
Oh, were you there?
Oh, I was there, yeah. I was there in Minneapolis.
Were you there? I don't remember. I remember, what's it, Don Patton. Don Patton called.
Yeah. Well, you've met him in person before, I guess.
Yeah, huh? He came down here. He had a condo, I think, in Port Aransas.
Okay.
Which is a little town out on the island.
Okay.
And it's only about, I don't know, about, 15 miles from it.
Okay.
Something, it's right out in the island, just down the ship channel.
Yeah.
And, he came down and bought my breakfast one, I think, was it?
Mm-hmm.
Might have been on a Sunday, I don't remember. But, yeah, I met him and had breakfast with he and his wife, and that was it.
Yeah.
But he's a nice fellow.
He's a nice fellow. He does a lot of work to at this Fort Snelling discussion group, and it's not.
Yeah, I know it. You guys, whatever you are, military or history buffs or something.
Yeah.
I don't know what you are. What are you?
I don't know.
You don't know. It's something to do.
History buffs. Yeah, we're just kind of fringe wannabes, you know. For some reason, I guess we kind of glorify what you fellas did when maybe it wasn't that glorious for you.
You know, I think somebody ought to do something, write a book, make a movie about heroes or bullshit.
Mm-hmm. Bill, let me ask you one question. What kind? You're a retired lawyer, but what kind of law? Did you specialize in anything special? Because I want to put this down in the movie.
Give me some business. That's funny. What?
Oh, you're only semi-retired.
I tell you. Oh, no, shit, no. I'll be 83 next month.
You're fully retired.
Oh, yeah, shit.
Well, see, when you left the war, you went back to college then and finished your degree, or did you just go to law school?
No, I had to get one more semester.
Okay.
I had one more semester.
So you finished college after the war.
I got my engineering degree.
Oh, really?
Jesus Christ, after, what was I gone, 3-4 years?
Yeah.
I couldn't even work my slide rule, man. I was it.
Remember those? The old slip stick?
Oh, shit, I got one right here, right at my desk. You bet.
First a log.
Couldn't live without it. Log crap and all that stuff. Yeah, oh, that's right. You were a science guy.
Oh, yeah, I used to carry one of those.
Oh, shit, I thought I picked him out for you one time.
Okay.
At least that's who I thought it was. He was from Indianapolis.
Your driver was from Indianapolis?
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought I picked him out.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure that was the guy.
Okay.
He's probably dead. Some bitch was a nervous type.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, had to pull out for a driver, then some little kid replacement down in the box seat, and then the gunner was good, and then a Dago loader.
Dago loader.
Italian kid.
Mm-hmm.
He was the most worthless son of a bitch that ever lived. He was the worthless son of a bitch.
Yeah.
We stopped someplace one time, and he disappeared for a while. And I think he's trying to rape some goddamn native gal.
Huh.
And it made me so goddamn mad I was going to kill a little bastard.
In Germany or
yeah,
France or Luxembourg?
Yeah. No, this must have been in Germany.
Okay.
And I got so pissed off I was just going to kill a little son of a bitch. The dog, if you can't eat it or screw it, you piss on it. Right?
Yeah.
That's your dog philosophy. You've heard that.
Oh, yeah.
You got a PhD?
Yeah.
You've heard that.
Yeah. Got it. You mean, up until a year or two ago, you thought that your service as a veteran was honorable, and now you've got your doubts?
Well, I've always had doubts about the fairness of the whole thing.
Well, you mean about whether the Hammelburg raid was justified?
No, I'm talking about the whole thing.
The whole war?
The whole goddamn system. The war, the politics, the government, the military, the whole bunch.
Well, I'm sorry that you feel that way because, geez, if any war is justified, don't you think World War II was justified?
Oh, hell, that's I guess, too philosophical. I don't know what's justified. I don't think we had any choice, just like this Iraq crap. I think they probably did the right thing by going over there, but it's such a waste, you know? What the hell? It's such a damn waste.
Bill, why didn't we...
Yeah, you had to stop Hitler, but why the hell do we have to do it?
Why didn't we finish the job in Afghanistan?
In Afghanistan?
You know, they're the ones that bombed the World Trade Center, aren't they? I wish we'd done a better job there because it's, you know, the warlords are back in charge of most of the country.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
I'm
afraid so.
Oh, well, that figures.
And
that figures.
Why didn't we catch Osama?
Yeah, that figures. Of course, you could say, why the hell didn't Bush go on to Baghdad? Where they had the
chance. Yeah,
in 91,
yeah.
Where they had the chance.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. I wondered about that at the time, but, you know, y'all say, well, shit, stop it when you're stopping. No.
Anyway, Bill, you ought to be, if anybody should be proud of his conduct, especially on this Hammelburg raid, man, you're the guy who really, you could have laid in the half track there, but you got back on your feet.
Well,
got shot again.
Look at it this way. I'm laying on my ass in a half track, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it just kind of bothers me because I'm laying there doing nothing. And we're out in no man's land, right?
Yeah. You want to get home?
Huh?
You want to get home?
Well, I want to do something. I mean, shit, I'm out there and the fuckers got us surrounded, right?
Yeah.
And so what the hell are you going to do? You going to just lay in your head and give up, or are you going to do something?
Well, see, that right there is a very big difference in men. Some guy would say, well, it's not my job. Let someone else do it. See, you're a kind of a take charge guy. And that makes all the difference, doesn't it? You ought to be proud of that, man.
Just call me a Texas Aggie. A bunch of dumb shit.
Wait a minute. Now, did you see the best little whorehouse in Texas?
Oh, of course. Of course.
I almost fell out of my chair.
Oh, yeah.
At that.
Oh, shit. You know what?
There are some Aggies in there, right?
Oh, shit. That goddamn LaGrange. LaGrange was about, I don't know, let's say 80 miles from A&M. And, you know, I never knew it was there.
Too bad.
Show you how stupid we were. Oh, the guy that wrote that King.
Yeah?
That wrote that thing, he was from Midland. He was in Midland for a while.
That was so funny.
Oh, that was great. Yeah, especially our little hard out in Texas.
Yeah. Well, okay.
Fantastic.
You've answered my questions. I'm going to put this, I don't know if we'll ever get this movie made, but it's hard to make movies, but...
You're still working on a damn thing?
Oh, yeah, we're working on the screenplay, and on the very end, we hope to have some live interviews, and you are one of my top guys. So don't be surprised if you get a film crew coming in there one of these days.
I'm just thinking... You want to put, let's see, I'll be 83
mm-hmm.
next month.
Mm-hmm.
My hair is 95% gone.
Mm-hmm.
My teeth are 95% gone.
Mm.
And outside of that, let me see, I'm a little goofy. You want to put that in pictures?
Absolutely.
That ain't going to sell many magazines.
Doesn't matter. It's right going to be at the tail end of the show.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
They already bought the ticket.
I know what you mean. Just to verify the whole thing. Well, you better write me a script so I won't fuck up.
Would you like to see the script?
No, I might say, if you want me to say something...
Oh.
You better write it down so I don't screw up.
Oh, they can do anything in the editing room. It's, just be yourself.
Yeah, that's what I'm afraid of, I might say, you tell them to go fuck them.
He can bleep it out. How's your golf game?
Oh, God, Jim, I played yesterday.
Good man.
Well, I lost, what did I lose, $3? $3.
That hurts.
$2.
That hurts, man. That's your lunch money.
Huh?
That's your lunch money, man. That hurts.
It ain't the money. It's just them assholes I play with. Through that damn swamp, whatever that swamp's name. What, you fly down there?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What are you doing down there?
Well, I got a friend. He's a golf pro, and I can stay for free at his condo with him and his wife. And
damn.
I'm helping him with his, he's got a golf computer program.
Oh.
And so I help him a little bit with that stuff. And then I got some free lessons and some free golf.
Take those lessons and stick them, man.
I'm still trying to improve, crazy bastard. That
shit. When I was 65, I was practicing every other day.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Well, don't give up. Well, Bill, I enjoy talking to you every time.
Okay.
I hope to stay in touch, and as we get closer to making something out of this screenplay.
Yeah, you don't sound as enthusiastic as you did.
Well, I'm very enthusiastic.
Good.
But it's hard work, so we're getting close to the end now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I wish I could help you more.
Well, you helped a lot already, my friend.
Okay, well, you give me pep talks. Thanks for the pep talks.
You deserve it, my friend.
I don't know about that.
Yes, sir.
Jim, thanks a lot.
Have a very, very happy and healthy New Year, sir.
You too.
Okay.
So long.
Bye-bye.